stronger. The wind was always boasting. I'm stronger than anybody. I can push over trees and bury mountains in snow. I can smash ships onto rocks and tear roofs off houses. I'm stronger than anything. The sun went by, smiling to herself thoughtfully. I'm stronger than you, you silly old sun, jeered the wind. Who, me? Smiled the sun. Oh, no, I'm afraid you're wrong, Mr. Wind. What can you do, you oversized orange? I challenge you to a test of strength. All right, said the sun. Do you see that man down there in Willow Road? He's setting off for work. I bet you can't remove his waistcoat before he catches his morning train. The wind hooted out loud and rolled about in a gale of laughter. That puny thing! I'll strip him naked. So the wind blew until the windows rattled in the house in Willow Road. But seeing the change in the weather, the man hurried back indoors to snatch up his overcoat. Then the wind blew and blew until the man's coat flapped round him. Brr, what weather, he said, buttoning its buttons and belting its belt and hugging the collar closer round his neck. The wind howled and howled until the man was struggling against the blast. Brr, what terrible weather, he said, and he hopped onto a bus. The wind roared and roared until the bus rocked on its wheels. Brr, what weather, said the driver. I'm taking the bus into the depot. This wind is strong enough to blow it over. So the wind blew and howled and roared against the depot till he went quite purple in the face. Okay, know-all, it sneered at the sun. But I bet you can't do any better. So the sun shone. Once the wind stopped blowing, the bus came out of the depot and drove on towards the station. Phew, it's hot, said the passengers, and got off. The sun shone until the man unbuttoned his coat and mopped his forehead. What peculiar weather, he thought, turning into the station yard. The sun shone and shone until the man took off his jacket and loosened his tie. Phew, it's hot, he said, unbuttoning his waistcoat. The sun beamed and beamed until the tar on the roads got sticky. Phew, this is too much, said the man, and glanced around him at the other people on the platform. They were sprawled on seats, fanning themselves with newspapers. Phew, said the man, and he took off his waistcoat. The wind got very huffy after that. Cheat, he muttered to the sun, storming off. Man always liked you better than me. Thank you.